Happy Monday morning. It is August 13th through 2018. This is Sabrina Williams and I'm your host is Rolling with the Diva. I'm doing these quick 5 to 10 minute posts during the week sometimes because I know that a lot of people out there are going through different things in their life. Life is a challenge at times. Life has problems at times. But you know what? You are more than enough and you can get through anything. I know some of you guys have been through situations where you have been assaulted. Maybe you've been raped. Maybe you have lost loved ones. Everything has been taken from you. You've lost your job, your cars, your families. You went through a divorce and don't know how you're going to make it. Well, I'm here to tell you today that you can make it. That you are more than enough. You're very successful. 4 years ago, when I got divorced, I thought it was at the end of my life, and I was just wanting to quit. I was 355, maybe 360 pounds, and I was just done inside and out. I was tired. I was frustrated. I really was on the edge of really wanting to take my life. I didn't know where to go, who to turn to, and everything of my life had been kept such a secret. But slowly by slowly, God helped me, and he kept reminding me of the verse, Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans that I have for you, to give you a hope and a future, to prosper you and not to harm you. God is amazing. And whether you have God in your life or you have a higher power, you need to rely on God or your higher power. Because without that, all you're doing is relying on yourself. And sometimes ourselves can give us the wrong feedback. But giving it to God or giving it to higher power means you have faith in something. I'm just going to talk about God right now and his son, Jesus Christ, that got up on the cross for us. I have my faith in that. I have my faith in Christianity and that God will provide. He will help me and he has helped me. There's been so many things like this weekend, the weekend that I'm trying to get ready for my surgery, which is today and a couple of hours. It's now 5:08 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'm supposed to be at the hospital at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to go into surgery at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I know some of you guys are already up in the middle of the morning, and almost for some of you guys it's ready for lunchtime. But the point is, you know what? God has done amazing things for me. He's gotten me through many things, and like on Friday, or was it Thursday, my car was acting up and overheating. I was like, oh no, I took it to the place on Friday and they fixed it. It was just the fans. But I didn't panic. I didn't react like I usually do because I have high anxiety and I have depression. And those two things combined together with PTSD can be a time bomb. So I just had to tell myself, you know what? It's going to be okay. God's going to take care of this. Have faith. Don't worry about it. Stop worrying. And that's my thing. I say stop, think, and respond. So I stop, I breathe, I think about Jeremiah 29:11, and I say, okay, you know what? I'm going to take a walk, or I'm going to focus on what I need to do, whether it's work or working with my children or whatever that is. Because if you don't take the time to stop, think, and respond, you're going to go, react, and get crazy. See those? Those are the three opposites. So you need to just bring yourself back. I know this morning I'm not in your situation. I don't know what's going on, but I know for some of you, you're ready to just go react and oh my God, don't stop. Breathe. You heard me take a breath. Respond. Think about how you want the situation to look. Accept that and go. What you picture in your mind, a lot of times is how things will go. And sometimes you just have to go with that. So guess what? My car was just the fans. Then my car, the tire. Okay, I thought I'd just replace those tires. So it must have ran over something. I went to get two brand new tires for the front. The guy says, oh, you only need one tire on your right side. Again, God, didn't even cost me that much money. Thank you, God. That was the best shop, honest tire shop I've ever met in my life. Again, because I'm not panicking, I keep saying, God, I know you're going to work this out. I know that these are things that happen sometimes when you have a major event coming up in your life. Little things can happen, and the universe sometimes will throw things at you to see how you will respond. If you really believe in God and you really believe in the good karma, then bring that back to you. Don't call negative into you, okay? So then I got my tire fixed. Then I go home, get up that morning on Saturday morning at 2:30 and pick my son up. Guess what? My battery doesn't start. Oh my God. I'm like, okay, call a tow truck. They jump it, go on about my day. But then I'm still thinking in the back of my mind, you know what? I think it's my battery. My son is saying no. Other people are saying no, but I go with my gut. That's another thing. When you feel something, you go with it and you believe it because your gut is an instinct, okay? Went to AutoZone. The guy said, yeah, it's fully charged, but guess what? You need a new battery. Bought a new battery. At the end of all that, I was looking over and I looked across the street. I saw IHOP. Now, why would this IHOP give me an epiphany? What I saw, because IHOP has different kind of pancakes, different people going to IHOP for different things. Some going for breakfast, some going for lunch, some going for dinner, okay? All about the food for the diva. I said, you know what, God? You did all these things at different times in these last couple of days, but you were doing them. And look at this, because I was able to stop, respond, and look, I was able to see that God was helping me be prepared for Monday morning. So all I had to do was get in the car and get to the hospital on time without being panicked. Cause I would have been so upset if the tire and the battery all had went out on the same day getting to the hospital, I wouldn't be able to get to my surgery. So sometimes things happen for a reason and they're to test you sometimes. Sometimes they just happen and that's okay too. But sometimes when you look at the big picture, I was able to see, hey God, you got my back. That's why you have faith in God, because calling on God allows you to release all that other stress. I know that some of you guys are going through pain. You've lost loved ones. You've lost a baby and you've had a miscarriage, or maybe you've had an abortion and you're still trying to come back from that. You know what? Pain is real. And when it's going through grief, grief and pain are real. You know what? Nobody's saying that you have to get rid of it today. And I don't care if somebody tells you just to get over it. You're not going to just get over grief. You're not going to get over pain of things that you go through in life. But you can. It can get better. So it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to say, you know what? Today, I'm just going to chill, eat a bowl of cereal, and watch Scooby-Doo cartoons. Why is that on my mind? Why is cereal on my mind? Let me tell you guys, when I used to be a kid, I used to be in the hospital a lot because I had asthma, and I was in children's hospital a lot in different emergency rooms, and I'd end up staying in the hospital weeks at a time, sometimes months at a time because my asthma was so bad, because at that time, mind you, I'm 54, we didn't have all the technology that we had with medications. They would have to give you a tablet, and it would take hours for that to, you know, take effect. So even in the hospital, you know, but the hospital was better because they could give you, you know, a shot of adrenaline and things like that. But it wasn't like you have the nebulizer and in a few minutes you have the relief. So it was actually painful for my body. But I remember when I would still have to sit in the hospital for a while, I would always be able to get my Captain Crunch or really good cereals. So cereals to me equate feeling good, and even though when you're not feeling well, you can have a good bowl of cereal and thing and look at a cartoon and it feels better. Maybe for you it's watching a video. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's for you is reading a book, listening to music. I know for me, not now today I can't because I have to be to the hospital. I'm high anxiety. I'm nervous. I'm a little scared. But you know what? God has my back, and I have friends who have my back. My son, his girlfriend are getting there. My friends are coming. Everybody's going to be helping me. He assured me that they'll be there. That was alarm for my phone time to get up and go. But I just wanted to make this short message just to motivate you guys to know, yes, I'm going through a major hip reconstructive surgery today. Yes, I'm scared. But you know what? God's going to take care of me, and everything's going to be okay. And at the end of the day, life is amazing. And no matter what happens, God's in control. See you guys on the other side for when I have a new body. And I pray that you guys have a great, great, great day, a great week, and that you remember you're more than enough. You're a superstar. You need to find your dreams and your goal and not let anybody detour you from that. If you are going through pain of loss of a child, abortion, you just got divorced, or you're in a domestic violence relationship, or you just life is grief for you because you're not sure where you go, call 211 in your area in the states of the United States, and they will be able to direct you to counseling at a fee that you can afford, or get somebody on the phone that can talk to you for a while. Maybe it's just a conversation you need to have with somebody. Maybe some of you guys are depressed and you've been fighting it for a while. Stop fighting it. Go to the doctor. Maybe you do need medicine. Maybe you don't. Maybe there's a natural herb, but find what works for you. Get that help. And I'm going to emphasize this to everybody. Your mind, body, and spirit are critical. You have to feed your mind, feed your body, and feed your soul. Feed your mind through good food, through getting rest. Feed your body by eating healthy foods that are good for you, that will not have those up and down insulin drops that can make you be moody. And that way you're feeding your spirit. Get rest, take naps, and go do things by yourself and have your alone time. You are worth it. You are amazing. I'm so blessed that I can even have this radio show rolling with a diva. I'm shouting out Elations Radio. They are one of my sponsors. I am now the official sponsor for travel for Elations Radio and Magazine. Please follow me on Spotify, on iHeart, iHeart Radio. Also, you can follow me on Positive Power 21 Jerry Royce Live. All those shows are from this pre-recording. Thank you to people in Netherlands, in Germany, in the United States, in Ireland for listening to this. You guys are amazing. I appreciate you. I love you. And thank you for almost 3,000 followers on Instagram. And thank you for everybody who has chosen to follow me. I'm very grateful for being chosen for to be a brand ambassador and athlete for a clothing sports company. I ordered my first gear. RTW Diva is my code. Look on my page and you guys can go to the site and get 30% discount. Have a great, wonderful day. Never give up. Always look up. You're worthy. You're amazing. Tune into Volante Grant. She has an amazing Sunday school program. You can find her on YouTube under Volante Marie, or you can find her under my page. Thank you. And peace out. Happy Monday.